Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, the kingdom is mine in Yeshua. Shalom. Yabraki, you may be seated. I do bless him for all things. We certainly testify of the great might, the great kindness, and the strength of our Abba. For there is none other like Yahweh, for he is the mighty one unto Israel. The many that have tried to claim that superlative or those characteristics, but there is no other like him. And his identity cannot be shared with anyone. For he is the mighty one, and he is the one that saves the house Israel. There are some things by the instruction and the will of Yah. I do pray that I can bring some kind of clarity to the mind of Israel as we walk in such a time of delusion. This is a delirious generation. It is one whose mind has been captivated by the powers of hell. And unless we are led by the Ruach of Yah, then we are not sons of Israel. Now we can choose and pick our own paths, but if it's not the path that Yah has ordained, then it is one that is full of deception and lies. It is one that is based upon the very trickery of hell, the subtlety of Shaitan. You will be led away from the commonwealth of Israel. You will not dine upon the Torah, the truth of Yah, his Emat. You'll begin to alter the truth to make it acceptable unto your own corrupt manner. We must understand that this kingdom that we are in, it is a kingdom of the powers of darkness. It is not the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. We have the sovereign power of Yah dwelling in Israel. We have the strength, the assurance. We have the identity of the mighty king of Israel, Yahshua, dwelling in us. But in this natural realm that we live in, this is a kingdom that is run by the powers of hell. It is one that is instructed by the powers of darkness. That is why we must have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. And you will know that you have the mind of HaMashiach because you will do all things, not some things, but we will do all things, not partial things, but we will do all things to please Almighty Yah. We look at our lives and do an inspection, one that is of Siddiqa or righteous judgment. We ask ourselves the question, am I truly pleasing unto Yahweh? Am I doing those things that cause his love to be satisfied? Are we simply, as Evangelist Horn would often say, we're mocking time. We're simply not transitioning. We're simply moving our feet, our mouths, and we have not progressed one scintilla from where we were last week until this day. It is one thing that is certain, that when the Ruach of Yah leads you, you will always transition into the kingdom power, kingdom wealth, and kingdom understanding. I want to speak with all clarity to us tonight. Who shall enter into the kingdom? For the word of Yahweh is precise as to who shall enter. And I want to identify as I go through this teaching tonight that there are spirits that induce shadims or demons into the minds of the people, that they will alter the course that Yahweh has ordained and planned for them. You're not coming in as a thief. You're not coming in any other way but the way that has been ordained by Yahshua the Lamb. That is what religion has tried to do. That is what your emotions have tried to do. That it has tried to alter the plan of Yah. I'm here to warn you that the plan of Almighty Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, is not going to be altered by your emotionalism, your identity, or any such thing. For he hath paved the way by the sacrificial dumb, the cleansing power of the blood of Yeshua, that all Israel must come in at the door. And you're not coming in any other way. For the door of the kingdom, who shall enter into that place whereby there is a commune with you and the sovereign one of Israel, whereby you sense the mighty power of Yah operating in you, and that his power reigns in your mind, and you are certain that the power of Yahweh reigns in your mind, because you are led by the Ruach, and then you will produce the fruits of the Ruach of Yah. If it's not according to Scripture, if your fruit is not according to Scripture, as even Shaul speaking unto the gathering of Galushia, he said unto them, now these are the fruit of the Ruach of Almighty Yahweh. And this is a generation that is sparsely bearing any of the fruit of the Ruach. Instead of Ahava, it is hatred. Instead of meekness, there is fight. Instead of the Ruach, there is a spirit of shadims, demons and devils that operates in their minds. And they turn contrary to the will of Almighty Yahweh. It is going to take his truth, my friends, for us to enter into the kingdom. Let no one misguide you. Let not this man be a deceiver and misguide you in a path that is not the simple plain path that leads unto the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And when one falls into his bosom, there is always an assurance unto us when we fall there, because he will begin to make his mishpatim, his judgment made known unto you. He will let you know that it is he, for he is known by the Ruach of his mishpatim, his judgment. I want to begin Galatia. And I want to deal with this specific topic tonight. Who shall enter into the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh? His Melkuth, kingdom of Yahweh. It is amazing as the Hebraic language, as it resonates the very intrinsic things of Yahweh. And it brings out an awareness of openness as to what Yah speaks unto Israel. Shaul speaks in Galatians chapter 5. And I want to begin reading at verse 16. When he began to express it, you will know those that are walking in the Ruach of Almighty Yahweh, and those that are driven by this lustful inspiration of their flesh, that they defy the Torah of Yah, they reject the instruction, his Mishra, his government upon their minds, their will, and their purpose. And you will understand the works of the flesh are these, because they will keep you out of the kingdom. And we as a people think that we are not a part of this kind of mindset. And when we can identify these values in us each day, they are not the values of Yahweh. You are not everyone that says, Hamashiach Rabbah, have I not done great things in your name? They are not entered into the kingdom. Yahweh will know that they are not in you when you are not walking by the Ruach of Almighty Yah, and we must walk by his Spirit. He says, this I say then, I instruct you emphatically, without any other alternatives. He says, I want you to yalak, to walk, that your mind, your desire, be driven by the force of the Ruach of Yah. He said, I want you to walk in the Ruach HaKadosh. I want you to walk in the Spirit of Yah. He said, if you walk in the Ruach of Almighty Yah, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will not walk in this mind of enmity against Yahweh. You will not resist or resent his instructions. You will not display the character of a fool, or one that is foolish in their desires and in their application, but you must yalaka. Your mind must be governed by the Ruach of Yah, your thoughts, your purpose, and your will. Well, what is that, preacher? Well, it is the living word of Yahweh. It is Yahshua. It is the word. It is the mighty power of his Torah. And we must walk in the Ruach of Yah. And if you walk in the Ruach, you will not satisfy. You will not be driven by this fleshly desire that turns your mind away from the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. He says, for you know that the flesh, it craves, it desires what is harmful unto the Ruach HaKadosh. You know that it does. For the flesh craves for the things that are harmful to the Ruach of Yah. It does not desire the correction. It does not desire the pure things that is given unto Israel to eat. And this word is the bread of life, is it not? Is this not the bread? Is this not the whole state of breads? And there are things naturally that our flesh doesn't like. Instead of water, it rather has soda pop. Instead of something that is palatable or something that is more nutrients in it to us, we rather have the things that do not supply our bodies with what it needs. And so it is the same thing in the spiritual realm as it is in the natural realm. That's why the mind is constantly on the things that are carnal and sensual. For these things are harmful unto the Ruach of Yah. And that's why we cannot thoroughly walk in the light of the Ruach. We cannot perform in the spiritual things because we've been bound by the natural and the carnal things that hate Yahweh. And it caused our minds to reject and to detest when he speaks to us. You know something about that, don't you? When someone speaks the correction of his words, when someone instructs us in things that are not to our advantage, because we're ignorant and because we're blind leading ourselves, you're a blind guide and you're leading yourself and you fall into all kinds of deep ravines. You fall into every kind of sin, every kind of corrupt thing, because you're blind of the truth. You have not allowed the Ruach to anoint your eyes with the saving power of Yahweh. And that is, Yahshua is real. He has become a reality in your vision, in your perception, in your desire, and above all things in your love. And so because our eyes cannot see clearly, then we are led by things of illusion. And then we become very disillusional. So we must be led by the Ruach of Almighty Yahweh. We know that the flesh crave for the things that are harmful unto the Ruach HaKadosh. And the Ruach HaKodesh oppose the desires of the flesh. Why? Because it is sent to judge. It makes judgment. The Ruach make corrections in our lives. And these two are contrary one unto another, so that you cannot do whatsoever you please. Either you are led by the Ruach of Yah, and you're doing the things that pleases Yah, or you're led by your flesh, and you can never be pleased. Yahshua was led by the Ruach of Yah, and he did all things to please the Abba. My friends, we must do all things to please him. That his word must be the lights of the path that we desire to walk on. That the word of Yah must be the strength of our purpose in this natural realm, whereby there are so many driven forces that our eyes drive us, our lust drive us, our feel drive us, our emotions drive us, our desires drive us, our corrupt thoughts drives us. It must be the Ruach of Yah speaking unto Israel. And as the Ruach speak, it brings us to the full awareness of the presence of our Abba. And the sure sign of that, in the presence of Yah, there's the fullness of His ecstasy, of His tefirata, of the joy of the gila of Yah fills us. And the gladness of Almighty Yah overwhelms us. Now we just look at the reflection of ourselves. We don't find much of that, do we? Because the flesh, it cannot please Yah. And it drives you diametrically opposed unto Yah. Instead of praying like Yah commands you, you began to reason in a corrupt mind. Instead of receiving correction and instruction, chastisement and reproof from Almighty Yah, you began to despise Him and say, where have I sinned? Where have I gone wrong? Where have I missed you? Well, if we honestly judge our path for this day, He has spoken unto Israel in the very element that we live in. But how many have heard Him? His quietness to direct our eyes to what Scripture says. And because we are very carnal, then we are not focused on Scripture. Our minds are not on Scripture. It is given over unto the natural carnal things, whereby it resists the actions of the Ruach of Yah. And we wonder why we're not walking in the profoundness of the fruitfulness of Yah, because our minds are carnal and natural, and they hate the things of Yahweh. It is a tool of the enemy to impede us. We cannot progress in the things of Yahweh. And to keep us out of the kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh is real. And the kingdom of this world is the kingdom of Shadim, demons, devils, powers of darkness, principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those that rule by this dark mandate. And this dark mandate that our eyes are closed from the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Our thoughts are not shaped, molded, made by the instruction of the Mishrah, the Torah government of our minds, but they're shaped by the lust of our eyes, the pride of our lives. They are shaped by those things that are sensual and natural. And it never produces the power of growth and strength that is needed in Israel that they can prevail against the powers of hell. You will never prevail. You will never overcome. You will never have the strength unless we are led by the Ruach of Almighty Yah, your flesh. It is your will. It is the will of your mind. It is not someone else's, but it is your own will, your own mind that oppose what Yah commands in His Torah. We are a generation that's so shallow. Now we're always blaming someone else instead of looking within and seeing where we have missed the mark. We always want to excuse ourselves. But you don't want to excuse no one else. What a corrupt mentality. It's almost like Adam when Shavah caused him to sin. He said, the woman, but the will that Yah placed in you, man, was to please Him. You're without any kind of excuse. The kingdom, the Melkuth of Yah, it is a real kingdom. It is where His sovereign power dwell and the majesty of His kingdom rule is. Because our minds are natural, never venture into that realm. It never meditate in that realm. You began to meditate in the word of Yahweh. It will remove you out of this natural carnal realm. That you can see beyond the frontlets of your eyes. You can see beyond the blindness of your flesh and that you can literally begin to see into the realm that is spiritual. And that realm of life whereby Yeshua, or this living truth, it is a reality. It began to cause sensation to rise in the depths of one's belly. And the shout of great Yeshua shall rise for them. But it doesn't rise from an ignorant people. Because we don't know Him. We speak well of Him with our mouths, don't we? But yet in our love, it is far from Him. I will declare unto you the counsel of Yahweh. Do you understand? And I will not cut any corner to satisfy, to appease anyone. I will declare the counsel that is needed for this house in order for us to enter into the kingdom. I want to enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. What else is it to live for? Nothing. To see your sons and daughters mature. I want to see the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, Yah says in verse 18, but if the Ruah HaKodesh leads, or Yahak instructs, direct you in the path of Yah. If that instructs you, or Yahak leads you, you are not under. Now, I know what it says in the KJV rendition, but it actually says you are not under the system or under the mindset that perverts the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Is that not what the natural mind does? Does it not pervert the Torah of Yah? Does the reasoning of man pervert the Torah of Yah? Do our own reasoning prevent the power of the living Torah of Yeshua to operate in us? Does it not prevent that? It perverts it. Because we began to reason. That's why we must be led. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We must be Yalak. Your luck, that our minds are governed and motivated by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah. That the Word of Yah, when we pierce into this book of life, it began to come alive. It is not a session of reading and comprehending something of intelligent learning. That is not what the book is. This is the book of life. It is the book of the life of Yahweh. And Yah shows us what His life is. The world, Shatan, shows us what his life is. And his life is death. It is agony. It is a crushing system. It is a system of depravity. It is a system that rules with hard bondage, with leg irons and chains upon one's mind. And you cannot escape it. That's the system of darkness. But in the kingdom, in the Melkut of Yah, we have the sovereign power of His rule in Israel, and the strength of His might and His strength in Israel. We are not weak, but we are strong. For we represent the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. We sit in heavenly places, in the royal palace of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. We have pleasures from the right hand of Yah, because there are pleasures evermore from His right hand. This is not some kind of imaginative or surreal world. This is a real reality. This is not something as the distant by and by, but it is the now reality for Israel. Why? We may rejoice in the greatness of the excellence of the power of Yahweh. That we may move out of this lethargic, selfish, fleshly realm. That the Ruach of Yah doesn't motivate you to cause your love to be overcharged with the gladness and the fullness of Yah. That you sit before Him like a deadhead, a fool at some drug inducer, some kind of drug inducer, organized rally. Some of you as hard as stones. That's what your heart is. It's not the heart of Yahshua. It's callous. It's hard. Hallelujah. We resent the battle axe, as Evangelist Horn would remind us. We resent that. He brings the battle axe to destroy that door to your wicked heart. It's the wickedness that prevents him. It's your own hardness. So if a man is led by the Ruach of Yah, he will not fulfill the lust of his flesh. He will yalak in the Ruach. And that his mind is governed by the things that are spiritual and not carnal. And we must identify the things that are spiritual and the things that are carnal, that we may walk in the things that are of the Ruach of Yah. We cannot continue to walk in this fleshly mind that despises Yah. We will never enjoy the kingdom power or the kingdom fellowship or that realm whereby there is a true visitation from Yah. It is not represented by your emotion because of some circumstance that have transpired in your life. And you think because you have had a reprieval, you will know when he is near. Because his Ruach is one of judgment. And you will begin to tremble and fear. As we were instructed during Sukkoth. The Yare of Yah. That this psychological fear, as I express unto us on the Shabbat, is more than just a fear. It is something in your mind. And although you don't see him, you know that he is there. The instructions of your Avatza and the Torah of your Imha, they may not be near, but you know that is there. And there is a psychological effect that prevent you from moving into a direction that is opposed unto that pure Torah that was taught unto you. Yisrael, we must get back to the Torah of light. We must. And if we do not, we're going to die a miserable death, a separation from the kingdom power of Almighty Yah. Now you can take this lightly. You can take it as some kind of little passing moods. You take it any way you want to. But the word of Yahweh shall judge you. Unto whom much is given, Yah requires much. When he plows his field, he intends to get much. When he makes the preparation, as we hear the word of Yah spoken unto us, in different degrees and with different kind of variants. It takes all of that for the soil to become temperate soil. You got to drop the time down that it began to bust up those stony fallow grounds. That the water may begin to flow. And there are you that your heart is so encased and enamored by your fleshly action that the time must get down beyond that. And so whereby the living water of Yahshua can begin to flow. You must continue to till the garden that the life of the weeds or those things that corrupt your mind and corrupt your thoughts from Yah, that they do not rise up and overtake you. And the reason it does, because there is not much attentiveness unto the word of Yahweh. We have time for everything. We're inspired by things that brings death upon us. We give our energy upon the things that produce nothing at all. When it comes to the word of Yahweh, there is not much enthusiasm. Our minds are not enthused. When one is not enthused, they don't have motivation. When there is enthusiasm about something, you have motivation. You understand. And that motivation begins to cause an action to be displayed. And when we are motivated by the Ruach of Yah, it will begin to cause the action of Yahweh to be displayed in our lives. And you will begin to see the very abundance of the fruit of the Ruach in our lives. I know every tree by the fruit it bears. Now you can be foolish and say, I will not judge. No, the Torah tell us we judge men according to the living Torah. Hallelujah. Because under the Torah of Moshe, a man died in the, if there were certain sins, if there were the evidence of two or three witnesses. Now Yah bring you a witness that you may live. He brings you two or three witnesses. He bring you the word tonight. And if I'm not of the Ruah, you say you have it, I would flee. Because I speak as a fool. And he brings you the witness of the Ruach. And he brings you the witness of your own mind and the integrity of your own hearts. And if he condemns you, then Yah's greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shaul says, but if we are Yalach, we're lads, we're not under this mentality, this government that perverts and rejects the Torah. We take great appeasements in the Torah that we are satisfied with what the Torah teaches us. We are glad that the Torah of Yah, Yeshua, speaks to us with a living word. This is a word of life. It brings judgment, but it brings us the life of that judgment. Turn you from your sin, repent, and acknowledge the truth of Almighty Yah. And His Torah is His imat. We must press into the kingdom. The kingdom of Yah suffers a great violence. And the violence is this mind that perverts the system of the Torah of Yah. You got to press beyond this violent act of your mind. Your own wicked corruption that violently tried to pervert the Torah of Yah and speak against the things that are right and are applicable for your life. I want someone to speak to me and in terms of reality. Real. Just be real to me. Hallelujah. I don't want you to tell me something false or lies. I don't need any titillation. Tell me things that there is no progressiveness in my concept of perception toward Yah. That's why many of you seek out those that will feed you lies and corruption and feed your flesh with false arousings, with flattery lies. Hallelujah. Oh, it makes no difference whether you consent or not. I declare the counsel of Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, are you sure we need this? I am absolutely certain. Not sure. I am certain you need it. Without any doubt. Hallelujah. He says, now I want to identify some aspects of the works, the Yahach of the flesh. He says in verse 19, now the works of the Yahach, the operation, the mindset, the darkness of the flesh, he said they are not known well. Does it say they're well known? They're what? They're manifest. That's what manifest is. When Yahshua manifest is Abba's name, was it not well known unto Yisrael? Now that is the manifestation of anything. It is well known. Now these are the works of the flesh and they are well known. They are manifest. And that is what a manifestation is. It makes it known whereby the perception, the thoughts of that thing, it is very clear. It is very clear. There is no question at all because the clarity of it has been opened unto us. Now these are the works, the Yahach of the flesh. And when we began to operate in these, and I do pray that Yah grant me the time tonight, even in compressing the time. that I get through all this. Hallelujah. Because if I study for hours and try to compress it into a couple of few hours, I may study for 5, 6, 10 hours on one thing. And to deliver all that unto you, a generation without patience, without the ability to endure for Yah, that He may chastise and correct the flesh. We don't have patience for that. You have patience for everything but the things of Yah. When one possesses the patience of Yah, they are willing to endure even the opposition of their flesh, bring it under subjection unto the pure Torah of Yah, whereby does it rise up with agony and oppose them and command of them. See, our flesh commands us. He's been there too long. When I tell you what, I will not sit down until the Ruach says sit down. All right? Now the works of the flesh are well known. You that have operated in a fleshly realm, your ways were well known. Your attitude was well known. He began to name the operations of the flesh. He said, which are these? And he began with this primary one. It is called Na'ath, adultery. Now I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, because of time, I want to read scriptures that will show you what door is open and what shod them or spirits began to enter into the mind of one when they began to walk in the spirit of Na'ath. Now we may just think that there is some kind of lustful sexual sin, and it is. And it is when one is a spouse unto another and they go outside of the proximity of that unity, it is Na'ath. And also in one's mind, as you sit here, if you allow your mind to wander and ponder, and you give your thoughts over unto natural things, and you're lusting for this and for that, it is an idolatrous, Na'ath, or adulterous, idolatrous spirit in your mind. That's why the enemy calls you to ponder in your mind. There are some of you that are aloof. Your mind cannot retain a thought for 1 minute. You look for avenues to break it, to relieve yourself. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. He says, he identifies the first one, this idolatrous fleshly worship, this idolatrous practice. And when one began to walk in this idolatrous Na'ath, you began to open the doors to different kinds of spirits. And every one of these fleshly manifestation, they open the door to a spirit. And the book tells us, when one begins to walk in that application, you will know. Hallelujah. And in order for us to understand what Shaul was talking about here, we must go back to the Torah. We must search the Torah and see what the Torah says. We must. We have to. We must see what was brought upon Israel when they began to walk in that that adulterous, idolatrous, sexual, sinful, lustful spirit. And that is a spirit that predominates in this nation. It is a nation of Na'ath. It is an adulterous, unfaithful nation. It is an unfaithful people unto Yah. It has no pure Ahava. Because our actions display the pure Ahava, or whether it's pure or unpure unto Yah, our actions will display that. You can try to dress yours up, but the word of Yah will find you out. All right? The scripture says, listen to me, I will teach from this main text of scripture here from Galatia. But I want you to turn if you have time. I'm not going to wait for you. You can write them down. And there is no use for me telling you to go study them. Because you don't write them down. And your mind is so natural and carnal. You don't even think about the things of Yah. You love folly and foolishness. Gesturing and playfulness. That you that can sit for hours. You can literally sit for hours. And laugh and play with foolishness. You all might as well say, help him, Yah.
And you have this sense of juvenileness and frivolity. You love stuff like that. When it comes to these kinds of things that governs our lives and show us the true perspective of Yah, our minds are elusive. We don't retain them. It's a sad generation. You wonder why we look and act the way we are. We look ignorant. We look dumb. We look sottish. And that is the truth. He says, I want to warn you against this Ru'ah, the spirit on the earth. We know that that is even in the Mitzvah, and that is the seventh one, isn't it? That we should not commit this kind of sin. It has more to do with a natural act. It has a tremendous amount to do with this. It's a metaphor of what things transpire in the spiritual realm. When you find a man that goes beyond the barrier of his marriage, that he is a man that is that he's capable of anything that is evil and vile. He will do anything that is so wicked and so corrupt. Same thing with the woman. And so we move beyond the borders of our relationship with Almighty Yahweh. We began to seek other forms of satisfaction. There is nothing that we will not be intrigued by. And so the enemy sits up his trinkets, his toys, and these natural things that he literally rapes your mind. He rapes your house, rapes your sons and your daughters. You wonder why that their actions are that way. Because you have opened the door to this foul spirit, this adulterous, unclean spirit of idolatrous worship. A mind that is apostate, has turned away from the truth of Yah. A mind that has no ahava for the things of Yah. You have broken this relationship of this wedding vow unto Yah. And scripture says in Yeshua, Isaiah 57:3. I want you to hear this. It says, but come here. Listen now. I want to show you what this Ru'ah produces. He said, come, Yah says to Israel, come here. You sons of Onan, of sorcery. You of sorceress. He said, and the seed of the adulterous whore. You are the seed of an adulterous whore, one that is unfaithful. And that is what this spirit will produce. It produces sons or daughters. Their minds are shaped by this sorcery spirit of witchcraft that they defy the truth of Yah. That's what it is. They deny it. And one's mind is bewitched. They have rejected the truth. They have no comfort in the truth of Yah. His Torah is no delight unto them. And he says, you are the seed of an adulteress. You are the seed of an adulteress and a whore. You have no commitment to your vows. What kind of vows have you vowed unto Yah? We will sing that song, I made a vow unto Yahweh and I won't turn back. I made a vow unto Yah and I won't turn back. I made a vow unto Yahweh and I won't turn back. We turn back every day on our vow. Like Jephthah, he promised Yah, you give me the victory. And the first thing that come and greets me, I will offer it unto you. I do not believe that he offered his daughter in a sacrificial way, but because her ahava was so great toward her father, for what he instructed her in, she obeyed it with great delight. You speak to this generation that has come from the adulteress and the whore. This is a generation of sorcery. Their minds are twisted.
I'm here to tell you, my friend, this is a twisted generation of sorcery. And you wonder why, if our children are not walking in the straight and the narrow gap, it's because you are beginning to commit this na'af. You are beginning to walk in this spiritual adultery. You're beginning to provoke Yah. Your mind is not turned to the Torah of life, but it's turned to the things that are sensual and devilish and corrupt and vile. And that mind will produce that kind of mindset. That's what it will produce. The word of Yahweh must be made simple and plain unto us. We must understand it. We must get into the depths of it. You can never get the productiveness of a plant unless you get down to the depths. It's one thing that when we truly, Brother Chris, take that time and he literally subsoil what we plant, basically we always get a better crop than when he just simply subsoil the entire garden. And so that gives all that water. When he does that, then water begins to flow through every one of those sub layers. When he simply tined a subsoil where we're going to plant, then that attracts, it has enough to draw the water where the other layers are not drawn. So it draws all that in between. The next one draws all that. The next one draws all that. And so it's not how Yah cuts in the heart of your neighbor. It's how you allow his sword to cut in your own heart. We must press into the kingdom. And you will know what kind of press you got. The kingdom of Yah suffered violent. It suffered violent. But we that are the Sadiqah, we must press. Hallelujah. You could either press or your wicked, damnable flesh going to press you. And it has no problem with pressing you. Your wicked will has no problem with pressing you down to the ground. And it will press you. And so this spirit, brothers and sisters, it opens up this Pandora's box of sorcery. The witchcraft play. That our words are not words of integrity and honesty. Our words, we use the subtle witchcraft. We say things to alter the meaning of what we're trying to say. Don't sit here like a pack of hypocrites with me. That's all right. Because I will do right by it. And so this sorcery mindset began to cause us to alter things and to shape things with the mind of sorcery. To be witch, to trick, to make one think. You might as well say hallelujah. So we play with words. We twist them. We alter them. We alter them slightly. That's what a sorcerer does. Isn't that what a magician does? The slight of the movement of hands. You see it? Where is it? See, look at this. See that? Where is it? And so you take words and you slightly use them. Y'all's going to cleanse his house, my friends. You might as well come to help you. Hallelujah. If you see where I'm veering off and I'm in error, tell me. Just throw your hands and say, you're wrong, preacher. I'm not wrong in what I'm instructing you in. This is for the saving of your house. To deliver you from the captivity of the bondage of this sorcerous spirit of this age and this time. He said, that's what you have been produced from. And that's what you have allowed yourself to be given over unto. It is one scripture that even if it's one man that understood this mightily, it is Solomon. Mishli, Proverbs 6:32. It tells us this, but whosoever commits adultery with the woman lacks understanding. Do you all hear this? And there are many women out here today. I'm not talking about a physical woman. I'm talking about the woman that allures you, the spirit that allures you. That seductive spirit that draws you. That religious spirit, your religious concepts and precepts that draw you away from your hava or your love affair with Yah. That you love His discipline, His truth, Him instructing you, His counsel, His wise advice. We don't like that. We want someone to speak unto us words that appease us even in our wickedness. Tell me the truth, Yah. I want to know the truth.
Show me my sins. Hallelujah. Show me my transgressions, my defiance of the Torah. I want to know that. I don't want to live a hypocritical type lifestyle, pretending I'm living one way and doing every kind of vile, insidious, wicked thing there is. I'm not going to live that way. Hallelujah. I'm not going to live that way. Oh, you think you have power? I know that he that is in me, the greater power, he has power. Hallelujah. He has not lost one that is of the seed of Israel. He has not. All that the Abba gave him, he said, lost not one of them, except he that was perdition for hell. And he has not lost Israel. Not one hath he lost. For they're sealed unto the day of redemption. That's why Yah must correct us. Because the kingdom is more valuable than this adulterous, idolatrous practice that we practice. Serving the God of our belly, this corrupt God that is vile, that's an indignant God. One that stinks, putrefied. Well, why do you say that? Because, my friends, there are times have you eaten things and you burp and the stench that even made you nauseous? All right then. Hallelujah. You sit on the stool, you will know what it is, all right? Okay, I will preach. Hallelujah. And so that, and there are things that we delve into because the God of the belly calls for it, doesn't it? All right then. And it comes out of the drop, doesn't it? Okay. And so we say the rottenness of this lustful thing called the belly. That we turn our love away from the pure Ahava of Yah. That we rest in His bosom, enjoy His breast, that the very shape of His love formed in our minds. That's what that's all about. That's why babies, when they suck that thing of mama, there's a love that's formed there. Different than that of daddy. This damn wicked world has twisted your minds with sorcery. You don't want nobody to tell you nothing. We're foolish. We're sottish. I am His people and He's speaking to me. I'm glad. I'm glad that He lets me know what I am. I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that. We destroy because we lack the understanding to be now the knowledge of Yah. Hallelujah. We don't have the hukmah, the wisdom of Yahweh. That experience whereby He speaks from Yahshua. Did He suffer all things for us? Then let Him speak. Well, how do I do that? By the word of Yah. That's how you do it. Let this word speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when a man commits adultery with a woman, he lacks understanding. And he that does, he shall have. He destroys his own soul. So we began to fraternize with this this adulterous spirit. You began to bring destruction. You bring destruction among your brothers and your sisters. Your mind will be destroyed from this gravitation or this pull or the ru'ah to pull you away from that na'af, that spirit that leads you into sorcery. You will destroy your own soul. That's what sorcery does. It destroys the being. It destroys one's mind. It destroys one's physical capabilities. It destroys one's spiritual capabilities. That's what it does. Listen to me, my friends. If it's one thing that Yah would eradicate and bring death and destruction into Israel, it was when that spirit of whoredom would come through. Because He knew that there was that adulterous spirit in that spirit of whoredom, it would produce sorcerers. And what they would do, they would begin to go on every big tree looking for some other lover, looking for some kind of God. Even God said their avats didn't even know. They were seeking out all kinds of gods. Is that not what a whore does? Sure. It opens this door to one of the most corrupt spirits there is. The spirit of sorcery. And that spirit cannot obey the Torah of Yah. For your mind is bewitched so that you cannot adhere to what Yah instructs you, you resist it, and that you cannot look at the Torah of life, Yeshua, and see where you're missing it. Now, you that sit here can even see your sins. For a man sees his sins, his transgression. That's a deep sorrow. That's a deep sorrow. And he has teshuvah, true repentance, that he will not perform that again. The youth that perform the same thing all over and over. It's a mental block that causes your mind to be twisted. You'll never change. Hallelujah. When one has a ruach of Yah, you will see a change. Or they may start out hard and difficult, but all of a sudden you begin to see the change. When you begin to see the change, men will say, boy, I see the change in that sister. Have you noticed that or that brother? Sure they will. We must have his simple imats, his truth taught to us. You're not going into the kingdom defying the Torah of Yah. You're not. And one of the most vilest of activities is one that is unfaithful. And an adulterous one is unfaithful. There's no commitment. And when you are adulterous, when your mind is given over unto the pool of this God flesh mind, you're unfaithful to Yah. He tells us what things to be faithful in, brothers and sisters. Prayer and faithfulness of singing and praises and Torah. There's some of you can't even do that. There's some of you in here don't even say that. You don't even have the spirit. You're so false. Your expression doesn't even say it. That's an unfaithful one. And it grieves the love of Yah. Hallelujah. It grieves him to be unfaithful. Come on, daughters. Who wants an unfaithful husband or an unfaithful wife? No one. It is almost something you almost never get over if it transpires. You never. And when we become unfaithful unto Yah in this adulterous na'af, this unfaithfulness, this spiritual manipulation of God seeking, it does something to him. It does. So Shaul says, I'm telling you now, these things are manifest. They're made known well, and I shall speak well. I shall not hold back anything. But I shall declare unto you the full counsel of Almighty Yah. These things are known, and I want you to know you're not going into the kingdom with this spirit manifesting in you. He says, neither one that operates in the af. But then look at the next one here in Galushia 5:19. He talks about zonah. It is fornication. And when one fornicates, it is one that goes a whoring. It is not that the one that caused them to do it, they go a whoring. It is almost like in the natural sense that there are women that will feel these spiritual, and I use that in the metaphoric sense, but and that's what they are, these spiritual churches on Friday night. They're the clubs and the sin dens and the wicked dens. That's what they are. Do they not fill themselves with the Spirit? And that's what liquors and licorice and beers and wines are. Does it not alter their mentality and their attitude and their pizzazz and the way they look at things? Does it make them feel light and cheerful? Does it not cause that man that is shy and that is timid, that is not loquacious, he calls him to speak boastfully and talk? Does it not? Sure it does. Absolutely. It does. And so when one begins to fornicate, I understand the sensual or natural application, but I'm telling you of the spiritual implications and when it opens. So when one begins to fornicate, they go a whoring. They go after. They pursue. They began to pursue. They began to Zona. They began to pursue it. And so our minds pursue things that are not right. Our thoughts pursue things that are not of Yah. And so they began to go whoring. They began to indulge themselves. They began to serve the passion of these gods, or this desire, or this lust. It has not come out of the bosom of Yahshua, but it's come from the gut of hell, because it is a raw stench. It is an unclean thing. And you that have not been involved in these kind of sexual perverted activities, you're blessed of Yah. Let Yah keep you. Don't give yourself over to it. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Bless Yah. It's a stench. It is a vile, wicked stench. There's nothing like it. It's a shameful, vile thing to keep yourself pure and unspotted from the world. Hallelujah. Don't go whoring after their gods. You understand that's what Israel did? They will go under every bay tree, every kind of religious concept that they heard, they will begin to pursue it. They were taught in Mizraim to be somewhat intellectual and to be a part of the mainstream. You must be a faith. Is that not what this whore teaches today? So the people go whoring. They go a whoring. That's what a fornicator does. They go a whoring. When a man is a fornicating man, as I recall my grandmother would say, that old fornicator, well, they will go a whoring. They will begin to seek after. And so the enemy has set up his dens, his churches. That's all they are, just like these adulterous whorehouses on their pagan Sunday. They are whorehouses, they are churches. They are not the assembly, they are not the congregation of the Sadiqah of Yah. They are not the tabernacle, the Sukkoth of Yah. They are not. That's why they are churches. Do not these whorehouses put up Christmas lights, these beer joints and all of that? Sure they do, and they have no shame, do they? Do they not sit trees in them whorehouses? All right then. They just like the other whorehouse. Hallelujah. So when one begins to fornicate, they began to develop this idolatry, these idols in their minds. It's almost like a young man or a young woman that began to go after the thoughts of their mind. They began to develop thoughts and ideas about one, about her, about him, that are so undegenerate and so vile and is full of stench. It's so unclean that it caused them not to even comprehend the Yahreah, the psychological fear of Yah. Come on here, somebody. They don't even have the psychological fear of Yah in their mind. They go beyond the boundaries and the protection of that. They're not going into the kingdom. I don't care if it's your wicked daughter's son. Makes no difference. Not even you. You're not going into the kingdom. There's something profound in the book of, in the Apocrypha. It says this in the book of Wisdom. Listen. I like what it says about this Zona. Hallelujah. Literally, there are hundreds of scriptures on all of these aspects that will keep one out of the kingdom. Pastor Roberts, you look at stuff like that. Why, sure I do, because I'm an ignorant man. There's sometimes I will read 500 or 600 scriptures at a time. That's the truth. I've read as many as 1,000. It may take me some hours, but I will. These hypocrites will read some polluted love novel and read it over and over. Hallelujah. You read the newspaper. There's nothing in that trashful thing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Hallelujah. And I would sit for hours and just look at it. Just, well, is that not boring? No, I don't get bored at it. My back may hurt some. My eyes, I may have to put on my glasses, can't see. Then I may have to stop and lean back a while and meditate. Then I go back. Hallelujah. Oh, I love visiting his book because I love what it speaks to me. I love what it shows me about me. Hallelujah. For this is my rod of correction. This is my staff. It draws my mind back when it begins to wander. It says in the book of Wisdom, It says in 14:12, listen, for the idea of making idols was the beginning. Do you hear that? When they began to make idols, it was the beginning of fornication. And the invention of them was the corruption of life. Do you not understand what that spirit brings in? This idolatry worship. You began to worship I, that's in that iniquitous, total lustness mindset. Oh, it may be in the book of wisdom, but it is right. When they began to pursue after Horam Yisrael, did they not make an idol? Did they not do that? Did not, when Moshe came down, that they were having their orgy events, they ate and then they went and laid down and played because of their lustful activities of their gods? Sure they did. Isn't that what a man, when he goes whoring, what he does? He goes to lay in some strange venue. Isn't that what a woman does? She goes and lay in some strange venue. That's what they do, don't they? Hallelujah. And they sense, even in the depth of that unclean thing, I don't care who's ever done that, there's a guilt that is so unclean. There's a guilt that's beyond even expression. Sure it is, if you got any kind of conscience. There's a guilt there that's so mine. Nothing like it. Because Yah sees that. It opens up when one, let me read that again. You that are listening, hear this. It says, for the idea of making idols was the beginning of fornication. When they began to fornicate, they began to make idols. When you began to fornicate, you began to put these idols in your minds and these thoughts and began to build this kind of statue of a man or a woman. When they began to fornicate, when they began to go from under the Torah, the Mishrah, the council, the government of Yah, it opened up that door to idolatry. And you know what that door, why that door was open, don't you? Because they were stubborn. Because you are stubborn. You can't hear Yah. You can't hear the counsel of Yah. Hallelujah. You cannot receive the advice of one that is wise. You think you're wise, but it's in your own wickedness, your own conceited mindset, your own vile nature. Hallelujah. I don't mind hearing this kind of preaching. I hear this for me. I hear this. Whether you hear it or not, that's all right. Hallelujah. I got some letters I want to read because there are some sisters that wrote me, and they all sent tremendous offerings. And what they said in the letters, keep preaching, preacher. Hallelujah. One says, I'll read the letter. Let me move on. I do not want to divert my attention. He says, when one began to make idols, that's the beginning of fornication. An invention of them was the corruption of life. It corrupts you. It corrupts life. It opens up the door to this corrupt spirit. And there's nothing like one being corrupt and perverted, full of the stench of darkness. They're not going into the kingdom, my brothers and sisters. And that is the truth. That's why we must be made pure. How are we made pure? Well, we must eat every word of Yahweh. For every word of Yahweh is pure. And we that are the servants of Yah, we take refuge. It is a place, even though the rod may tan our butts until they're raw. And yet we still take comfort in that tanning because it is a sure sign of His Ahava. Can I give us an example of that? Sometimes your parents or your mother, your Avat, your Aima, they will take the rod and skin the fat out of you. And there were all kinds of thoughts that you hated them, you were mad. And then when you settled down, you began to do an introspective search. I know I would. And I would look at the things that I caused my mother shame. I caused her hurt. And I would look at those things. And so to try to mend those things, I was always well, and I had the attitude to wash dishes and mop the floor and keep the house clean. My wife can tell you that. I would spend hours mopping the floor with Clorox and washing the dishes and spraying for the roaches and cleaning the closets and the bathrooms and all of those kinds of things. I would do those things. Of course, the next day they would untidy it again, but I would do that. But when she would correct me, it would bring a pure mindset. Even though I would think crazy and corruptly, it was because those corrupt things were being drawn to the surface. And that's what the word of Yah does. It brings a, it shows you what's been hidden in you. It will part and it calls it the surface. It calls it the surface. For neither have they existed from the beginning, nor will they exist forever. For those little idolatrous things that you behold with your eyes, and you deem them more important than anything, your daughter, your son, your mama, and your daddy, you made them idols. Because you're a fornicator. You go whoring after them. You're wondering how they are, what they are doing. You go a whoring after them. And you have made them more pacific or with more interest in your life than you are. You rather hear how they are doing than how Yeshua is doing his work in you. And that is the truth, whether you say hallelujah or amen. It makes no difference at all. And this spirit was here from the beginning. And it was it not with Shaitan? Was it not in the beginning? And they will exist until the kingdom of Yah is established in you. That is his sovereign right. That is his mishrah, his government of Torah, operating in your mind to establish the witness and the imat, the truth of Yeshua, the power of his cleansing atonement, the sufficient of Yeshua. You will always be that way. That the royal power of Yahweh began to emanate out of you. And you will walk like one that is walking in the royal garments of Yah. You will stand as one that is a king of the mighty one. Yeah. Who was that? Someone said the other day that said that I'm a king. Or one said that I'm a queen. Someone said that. Who was that? I don't recall. But I like the way they said that. I have no problem with that. Hallelujah. For my Abba is the King. Hallelujah. And he has given me a crown of honor. Kabod. Kabod. Hallelujah. Do you not understand in the Hebraic expression there are words that deals with nothing but the attributes of Yah. Nothing has to do nothing with man. And one is called as the one that Brother Patrick brought out to us, the fear of Yah. Yareh. Now that deals with him. Now when a man moves into that realm, it opens up a door that is so vile and so insidious. And the wickedness of that, it brings the hellfire of Yah. Hallelujah. I know we all have, and I have been taught by those that we have admired, we trusted, had confidence. And yet Yah says, I've brought you to the wilderness to bring you into the land where there's milk and honey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't like milk, Yah, but I'll drink it because it's your milk. Hallelujah. 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 One more on this Zanah, on this fornication. Yeskel, Ezekiel 16:25 and 26. When one is given over unto this Zanah, they will offer their children and everyone up to hell. It opens that door. It says in Yeshkel Ezekiel 16:25. It says, you have built your high places on every head of the way. Now that's what we have done. You have built your high places in your head. Those that you highly regard. You call the wicked Tav. And you call the Sadiq of Yah wicked. You esteem the wicked. And you denigrate the Sadiq of Yah. You take pleasure in their fellowship and their company. And you take no delight in the fellowship of the Sadiq of Yah. You're a wicked thing of hell. You're not going into the kingdom. He says, you have built your high places. Now I know that these were monuments unto their gods. I know that these were the high places of worship, like they have done in these whorehouses, the pulpits and all of that. They're bull pits. Spirit of bulls in them. He said, in every head of the way,
And you have made your beauty to be abhorred. You have made the beauty of Yah. What beauty? You know what He beautifies us with? He beautifies the meek with the Ruach of His Yeshua. Salvation. That's what He does. Well, who are the meek? Do you understand who the meek are? What that Ruach is? It is a Ruach that fights not against the Torah of Yah. It has no fight. And there you're like fighting pit bulls. Scripture says if a man says something about you that's wrong, bless him. So if someone speaks something false against you, bless them. This damn wicked generation, they rile like a beast out of hell. They show their ignorance and their stupidity because they don't love Yah. They don't know what His word says. Robert says, you get frustrated at times. But yeah, I do, because when I instruct us in things, they're simple things. I know the brothers may get upset at times. I will say this, brother, do this, this, and that. Brother, look, just do this, like this. And I may say it 3, 4, 5 times. Why? Because I want to make sure that we understand. Does Yah repetitively continue to teach the same thing to us? It may be from a different voice. The application may be a little different. But it always leads us to Him, doesn't it? All right then. That's what it leads us to. He said, your beauty or the beauty of your, or the salvation of Yahshua has become abhorred. And has opened your feet. Now this is, He said, you have opened your feet to everyone that passed by. And multiplied your whoring. Tanus. You open your legs. I don't even like that expression, but it's in the book. Hallelujah. It's there. I didn't put it there. You've opened your leg to some. Did He say everyone? To everyone. Everyone. You've opened your legs to everyone that passed by. And the true Hebraic expression of these words, even if it's not us, or Zol, nah. It is actually, my brothers and sisters, because of the beauty of a woman, it is a woman going outside of her marriage or outside of the covenant relationship. That's what it truly means. Are we not the woman that Yahshua is coming for? We've gone outside of the marriage to be satisfied. We're looking for satisfaction in Walmart, Kmart. There's nothing but Chinese junk. Your gluttony, your greed, there's nothing but a cesspool of death. I don't get no satisfaction around the wicked like that. Mealing, and I don't get it. You can, but I don't. I don't get no comfort being around the wicked like that. Their lust and their greed, the carousing. I just don't. I'm a man about business. When I leave from here, there's no plundering. I take your business. And I come back to my refuge of comforts. Hallelujah. That's the truth. And I can do more than half a day than you can do in a whole day. Because my mind is on the things of Yah. And scriptures come to my mind. And many times I can't wait to get home to look in the book. I have a book in the vehicle, but sometimes I can't find the scripture. But when I get home, I can find it. Okay, what it is. If I have to search 50... If I have to search 100 scriptures, I will find it. That's the one. Got it. Just sit back and look at that one for an hour or two. Just look at it. Read it. Hallelujah.